In the journey of life, sometimes it feels like we're walking through a misty forest where the path ahead is not entirely clear. Ever been on a walk where you're not sure if you're headed in the right direction? That's how life can be, filled with moments of uncertainty and doubt. I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. But what if, in the midst of that mist, there's a mysterious voice assuring you, you are on the right path? It's like having a guide in the fog, leading you through the twists and turns of life. Imagine a thrilling story where you're not quite sure what will happen next. Life is a bit like that, isn't it? We often face moments where we wonder if we're making the right choices. But what if, just like in a good story, there's a suspenseful twist revealing that we are, indeed, on the right path? Picture this. You're on an adventure, and despite the uncertainties, there's a hidden assurance echoing. You are on the right path. Let's dive into this mystery together, exploring why we can trust that message through simple words and relatable examples. Imagine life as a big puzzle, and God is like the master puzzler. You know how sometimes you try to put a puzzle together, and it doesn't quite fit until you find that one perfect piece? Well, God promises in the Bible that if we pay attention to Him in everything we do, He'll help us find those perfect pieces and make our life puzzle look awesome. So, let's say you have this super cool GPS that guides you when you're driving. God is like our spiritual GPS. When we listen to Him, it's like following the directions on our GPS, and miraculously, everything falls into place. Life becomes smoother, just like a well-guided road trip. Think about it like riding a bike. When you ride a bike, it's easier to stay on the right path if you keep your eyes on where you're going. God is like the ultimate bike buddy, and when we pay attention to Him, it's like keeping our eyes on the road. Suddenly, our journey becomes less bumpy, and we realize we're on the right path because God is helping us steer in the right direction. Imagine you're on a roller coaster, zooming through twists and turns with your heart racing. Life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster, lots of ups and downs. Now, picture having a magical cloak that wraps around you while you're on that roller coaster. This cloak doesn't just shield you from the wind, it also brings a sense of calm and joy, making the ride more exciting than scary. God's promise of peace is like that magical cloak. In everyday terms, it's like having a cozy blanket on a chilly day. When you're wrapped up in it, the cold doesn't bother you. Similarly, when life gets a bit chilly with challenges and uncertainties, God's peace acts like a warm, comforting blanket. It doesn't mean the challenges disappear, but it does mean that, deep inside, you're not shaken. It's a unique kind of peace that whispers, you're on the right path, even when everything around you seems chaotic. Think about a superhero. They might face tough villains and crazy situations, but they stay calm and focused. God's peace is like our superhero power, helping us face life's challenges with a calm and focused heart. So, when you sense that peace, it's a sign that you're not just surviving the roller coaster of life, you're thriving on the right path with God's comforting presence. Okay, let's talk about being a good person, like being kind, patient, and all around awesome. The Bible calls these things fruits of the Spirit. It's like having a tree, and the fruits it produces show how healthy and happy it is. Similarly, when we let God guide us, it's like planting the seeds of goodness, and these fruits start popping up in our lives. Imagine you have this magic garden, and you plant seeds of love, joy, and kindness. As time goes by, these seeds grow into beautiful flowers and delicious fruits. The fruits of the Spirit are a bit like that. They show up in our actions and attitudes when we let God be our gardener. Think about it this way. You're baking cookies, and you use the best ingredients. Those ingredients make the cookies taste amazing. When we let God be part of our lives, it's like using the best ingredients for our actions. Suddenly, we find ourselves being kind, patient, and all the good stuff. It's like baking the tastiest cookies of character. So, when you see these good character cookies in your life, it's a sweet sign that you're on the right path with God, growing into the awesome person you're meant to be. Let's talk about having a purpose, like having a special job or a super important role. The Bible says that God has big plans for each of us. It's like being part of a grand adventure, and God is the ultimate adventure planner. When we discover our special part in this adventure, it's a sign we're on the right path. Imagine you're part of a superhero team, and each hero has a unique power. God gives us special powers too, things we're good at, things we love doing. When we find these things, it's like unlocking our superhero potential. Our purpose is a bit like having our own superhero mission, and when we're on that mission, we're right where God wants us to be. Think about a big jigsaw puzzle. Each piece is different, but when you put them all together, you see the whole picture. God has a plan, and we each fit into it like a perfect puzzle piece. So, when you start to see your talents and passions coming together, it's a clue that you're right on track with God's plan, revealing a bit more of the awesome picture He designed for your life. Now, let's talk about facing tough times, the kind of moments that make us feel like we're in a big storm. The Bible tells us that even in those stormy times, God is working things out for our good. It's a bit like having a superhero sidekick who turns challenging situations into something positive. Imagine you're playing a video game, and whenever you face a tricky level, your character gains extra strength to overcome it. God's promise is a bit like that power-up in the game. When we trust Him, it's like getting a boost that helps us get through tough levels in life. Think about a superhero again. They might have villains to face, but they always come out stronger. In real life, when we go through challenges with faith and hope, it's like leveling up. God turns those tough times into opportunities for us to grow and become even more amazing. So, when you find yourself facing difficulties but you're still standing strong, it's a sign that God is turning things around for your good. It's like being a superhero who faces challenges and comes out even more awesome on the other side, a clear indicator that you're on the right path with God by your side. All right, let's wrap it up like a happy ending in a good story. Picture this. You've been on a grand adventure, discovering that you're on the right path with God's guidance. It's like finding the last piece of a puzzle, making the whole picture complete. Life is a bit like that, sometimes puzzling, sometimes challenging, but with God, it all fits together perfectly. Imagine you're finishing a really exciting book, and you're smiling because everything worked out in the end. Well, with God, our story is like that too. As we follow His lead, it's like reaching the last chapter of a fantastic book, and we can't help but smile because, yes, we're on the right path. Think about a big celebration, balloons, confetti, and lots of cheers. Discovering that you're on the right path with God is like having a party in your heart. It's a celebration of knowing that every step you take is guided by the biggest, most loving friend you could ever have. So, as we close this adventure, remember this. Life might have twists and turns, but with God, every twist leads to a beautiful turn. You're not just wandering. You're walking a path designed just for you. And God is saying, you are on the right path. Keep smiling, keep walking, and keep celebrating the awesome journey you're on with the best guide ever.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures, he letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul, he letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies, thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.